Welcome back for more of The Beatles' Long and Winding Road. I'm M.G. Kelly. George contributed two songs to Abbey Road, a love song and also a tune he says was written in Eric Clapton's garden.
Here Comes the Sun was the same period. We had meetings and meetings and all this, you know, bankers and, you know, lawyers and all sorts of things and contracts and shirts. And it was really awful because it's not the sort of thing we enjoy. And one day, I didn't come into the office, I just sort of, it was like sagging off school, and I went to a friend's house in the country, and it was just sunny, and it was all just the release of the tension that had been building up on me, and it was just really nice sunny day, and I picked up the guitar, which was the first time I'd played the guitar for a couple of weeks, because I'd been so busy, and the first thing that came out was that song. It just came.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Weeks after the release of Abbey Road, American fans began circulating rumors about Paul's death. The rumors got started after a Detroit disc jockey began talking about mysterious hidden messages he was seeing on Beatle LP covers. Some of the evidence was on Abbey Road's cover, which pictured Paul barefoot, indicating death. A few other signs were the license plate on the car parked in the crosswalk. It read 28 if, Paul's age if he was going to have another birthday. McCartney wore a black carnation on Magical Mystery Tour, signifying death. And if you played Strawberry Fields backwards, supposedly you heard John saying, "Turn me on, dead man." The list was endless.
I had a black carnation because they'd run out of red ones. And I said, "All right, I'll have a black one, I'll have whatever you've got." So I got this hugely significant thing of a black carnation. I had my back turned on the Sgt. Pepper cover. It was actually just a goof when we were doing the photos. I turned my back and it was like a joke or whatever it was. There's no thought behind it.
Me, Lester, Mustard, sleeps in the park, shapes in the dark, trying to save paper. Sleeps in a home.
and I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleepy darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Coming up next, John and Yoko spend 70 minutes on a rock and a week in bed for peace. Also, Paul marries Linda Eastman on The Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Harry, I think you've gone too far on this calcium kick.
Negative. Gotta make room for the Rolaids. They're big on relief and loaded with calcium.
Daddy, can I keep my Woo-Boo Bear?
Is he made of calcium?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
Harry, I thought Tom's had more calcium.
Nope, fruit-flavored Rolaids is more calcium than regular Tom's.
Really?
More of the stuff we need to stop heartburn fast.
Oh.
Now get that stinking China out of here.
China!
Calcium-rich Rolaids spells calcium-rich relief. Use only as directed.
Next, Leonard, your favorite vacation.
A fun camping trip.
Good.
Dad fell into poison ivy, so we got him Caladryl for his itch. Mm. My brother got bit by a green and blue gnat, so we got him Caladryl for his itch. I got stung by a mosquito, so we got me Caladryl.
Went through a lot of Calamine, huh?
No, Caladryl. It's different. Oh. Mom says Caladryl has a special ingredient that relieves itching, so a good time was had by all.
Great.
Except for Mom, who got stung by a big wasp in a place she wouldn't want me to mention.
Right.
And that place is
Thank you, Leonard.
Caladryl, the pink lotion that truly takes the itch out of itches, use as directed.